This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our phone lines are open. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, we'd love to hear from you right now. The telephone number to call to get on the air, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can also call toll-free 877-235-1310. Great resource to learn more about Klaus Financial. Also an opportunity to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Just head on over to klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. When you get there, if you scroll down to the little envelope that says Stay Current, you can subscribe to the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, which is a great snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. As well, contained in that email is a link to the most recent podcast. Again, just head on over to klausfinancial.com. Our telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Joined this week by Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite. Guys, how are we doing this week?
Great. How are you, Sean?
Doing really well, Malia. Kyle, welcome back to the program. How are you doing?
Thanks, Sean. I'm doing well.
It's really good to talk with both of you, and we've got a very timely, very important conversation. It seems like that could be said each and every week for sure, but we're going to be talking about inflation and the effect it can have on your ability or the effect overall on your savings for retirement, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. Mentioned, of course, a telephone number. If you've got a question for Malia and Kyle, we'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Another really cool thing that goes on in the program is the Klaus Quiz question of the week. Great opportunity going to come up this week as well to win a fantastic prize, $25 gift card to Amazon from our friends at Klaus Financial. Tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. But first, before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz question of the week and look at the question and get the answer as well.
Yeah, so last week we had a very timely topic. We were discussing how much we can be putting away into our retirement plans, and we had a lot of listeners call in, but a big shout out to Connie from Wanakee. She had the correct answer. Congratulations to her. The question was, in 2021, if you are over 50 years old, what is the maximum you can contribute into your 401k or 403b plan at work? Is it $19,500 or $26,000? Connie correctly answered $26,000, which does include the catch-up for being over 50. So I think this is a timely question because we already are sitting at June 17th today. Half the year's gone by. So if you need to actually increase your contributions at work, take that to heart today and make some adjustments because the year is going by fast.
It sure is. Really good reminder there. Also good opportunity as well. If you missed any part of last week's program or any of the previous shows, you can always head on over to klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Listen back to those podcasts. So this week we are going to be talking about inflation, helping us understand inflation, which seems to be creeping in, and it's going to have an effect ultimately on our ability to save for retirement, correct?
Yeah, absolutely, Sean. We like to say, you know, inflation can be kind of a silent killer because it's not something that we see every day, but a lot of us are starting to experience it right now. Because right now, if you go to the grocery store, the gas pump, obviously we can all see prices have gone up over the last, you know, especially the last few months, we've really started noticing it. And so it's a really good time to explain some of the terms being thrown around and understand what is real and what you should actually be worried about and what we don't really need to pay much attention to, and then what you can do about it. So let's start. So what is inflation? So inflation refers to the change in purchasing power of a given currency. Typically, prices rise, diminishing the value of currency. In periods where we have higher inflation rates, rising prices may outpace wages, making it difficult to buy things you're used to. So again, this is just something you might not see it day to day, but many of our listeners can probably think back to when they used to buy a candy bar when they were little and are today when you walk into the gas station or anything like that. And so the inflation rate shows how much prices have risen or fallen over a certain period of time, and that's usually expressed as a percentage. So for example, an annual 2% inflation rate means that the overall price of goods and services has risen 2% over the course of the year. So for example, if something cost $100 last year and it's running 2%, that means this year it would cost you $102. And what inflation is measured by typically is something called the Consumer Price Index, or the CPI. So this measures the average change over time in the prices paid by urban consumers for a market basket of. So this information is used to determine the overall pace of annual inflation. This basket of consumer goods and services includes transportation, food, medical care, stuff like that. And so they just did a couple of readings. In March of 2021, the annual inflation rate was 2.6%. And then May, just like to 4.6%. So this is, again, we can kind of see this. We're all starting to feel it a little bit now. And the key to understanding what inflation is that it's natural. In a healthy economy, it's typically offset by rising wages. So while goods and services may cost a little bit more, your workers should generally be earning more as well. Of course, when inflation is running higher than wages, that's when people really start to feel it. And that's where it can cause an economic downturn at that point. So again, usually it's healthy as long as wages can help keep pace with what prices are going up. And so what usually causes inflation, it depends on economic cycle and current events. So one reason is there's usually an increase in the nation's money supply. So that's kind of what we've experienced over the last, year here is stimulus payments, extended unemployment benefits, et cetera. So the U.S. Federal Reserve Bank and other central banks around the world have printed a record amount of new money in order to mediate economic pressures created by COVID-19 or the coronavirus pandemic. So that's kind of what we've seen. This is why you're hearing so much about it right now, is because it has kind of been unprecedented as far as how much they're printing. So, and then there's, in raw materials. So like oil's gone up quite a bit from where it bottomed out, back in March of last year when this all kind of started. And then a lot of people, if you've been looking at buying a house or building a house, you'll see that lumber prices have really skyrocketed over the last year. So many economies are starting to reopen, and that's leading to more people going out and about and circulating that money. But obviously, if you pay attention, there's a lot of supply chain issues right now. So again, lumber mills were shut down for a while. And then you've also got chip issues with new cars, things like that. So this combination of dynamics is leading to pricing increases for commodities, manufacturing, and even parts of the service economy.
Seen quite a few funny memes on social media with folks with a 2x4 and asking outrageous prices for those 2x4s, those pieces of lumber. Again, yeah, anyone that's gone to the home improvement store and noticed that stuff realizes real quick it has gotten very expensive. Talking this morning with Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Great opportunity for you. If you've got a question for Malia and Kyle, we'll get you on the air. Number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. So I think for a lot of us, we feel like, I don't know what recently if we've seen. Have we seen much inflation in recent years, or am I off by thinking that this is something we haven't experienced for a while?
Yeah, so you're not off on that. It's funny though. Sometimes you start feeling like I've never seen it in my life, and that's probably not the case. Or it's like, oh, prices are going up every single year, and that's not the case either. So what we're looking at right now, really, if we look at the inflation rate from the year 2000 to 2019, the average inflation rate was only 2.1% per year. So we always hear our clients complain that their Social Security cost of living doesn't go up much each year. And that's because for those in recent retirement years, it hasn't, because the cost of living has generally been pretty small. So if our average inflation rate runs just over 2%, that's really quite manageable. As Kyle mentioned, normally wages are in sync with that. But what's important here, especially from a retirement perspective, is that we should take note of the cumulative price increase in that period of almost two decades. So if you're adding 2.1% times 20 years, you're talking about an increase of about 48.47% cumulatively. And that's where, when we're talking about retirement planning, that's why we can't have our money just sitting in cash the whole time, because we obviously are losing that purchasing power. So that's really the key thing to take away today. So you can better understand how inflation works over time by looking at those changes of prices in common consumer goods over the course of several decades. As Kyle mentioned, the candy bar, what that used to cost people. Most of us think about gasoline, and we go back to January 1995. It was averaging $1.19 a gallon. January 2020, it was at about $2.63 nationally. In the Wisconsin area, gas is actually pretty much the same, averaging $2.68 in the last few days. So we're not too far off of what we were a year ago in that category. Milk back in 1995 averaged $2.48 a gallon. Now it's up to 3.32 cents. So I like to also look back at airline fares. You know, it's funny. A lot of people didn't travel last year, and we are starting to see the increase in flight costs. But if you go back to 2000, according to the U.S. Department of Transportation, an average airplane ticket in 2000 cost $503. And in 2020, that average was down to $292. We've had some bankruptcies, and we've had those situations and bailouts of the airline industry. But it is interesting when people think, well, everything's gone up. And that's not quite true. Things have adjusted accordingly. But again, the key is, have wages also risen? So in 1965, average median family income in the United States was about $7,000 compared to $78,000 in 2020. So we've seen historically that inflation has been more volatile than it is today. And the highest inflation rate that the U.S. has experienced in the last 50 years was actually during the 1970s. And we know that that reached around 14% by 1980. But then we also saw interest rates skyrocket during this period. So, again, our memories sometimes are poor. We'll have clients tell us, well, I remember when the CD rates were 14%. Mm-hmm. And I will, counter back and say, well, do you remember what your mortgage rate was? And they go, oh, about 14%. Mm-hmm. So, we have this interesting dialogue between interest rates and inflation rates, and just something to be aware of. I don't feel like we're going to see skyrocketing inflation rates in the future, because really the Federal Reserve does target an average 2% annual inflation rate. Right now we're seeing, as Kyle mentioned, in the 4.2 to 5% range if you go back 12 months. But again, over the long haul, we see an average of just over 2%. So I don't want people to get hyper about this. It looks different because maybe you're thinking about retirement or in retirement, but I think we have enough levers these days to control rampant inflation.
Let's talk about those levers and rampant inflation real quick too, Malia. Where, as we talk about the Fed, did I see a note in here about kind of the Fed's role with some of this?
Sure. I mean, they're using the levers, including wage and price controls, and they use a contractionary monetary policy. So what they look to do is reduce the money supply within the economy, and they look at doing that with decreased bond prices, which obviously affects increases in interest rates. And as Kyle mentioned, we've had quite the outflowing of money coming out into the economy, and we will probably see some contractionary times in the near future.
Definitely something we'll keep up on and keep an eye on. Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite. If you've got a question for Malia and Kyle, we would love to get you on the air right now. Telephone number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can learn about their separate divisions at Kloss Financial. You can also sign up for their weekly Market Pulse newsletter, all online at klossfinancial.com. The telephone number, their office right here in Madison, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and Kyle and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite. If you've got a question, love to get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Klaus Financial online, their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Talking this week about inflation, getting some great information about a little bit about how it's measured and, of course, how to kind of understand what goes on and some of the causes for inflation. So as we were talking then, as we're aware that it's going on, what should we do then? How should we react to inflation as we plan for retirement?
Yeah, it's a great question, Sean. So obviously, keeping track of the inflation rate is a crucial part of planning for retirement because it gives you an idea of how well your investments need to perform in order to maintain your standard of living during retirement. So inflation and investing really go hand in hand. So the investments over time, their performance influences how much purchasing power you'll have when it comes in the future. So this is, as you guys know, we are big proponents in creating and keeping a diversified portfolio to take advantage of some growth while mitigating risk. It's a delicate balance, especially as things change in the economy, and we're talking about inflation today. But it's vital to handle these periods that we go through. In diversified, you're invested in several different sectors of the economy. So like Malia said, a lot of things have gone up, but airlines have actually, you know, their prices have come down as well. So different sectors of the economy perform differently during different periods of the economic cycle and things like that. So with your cash savings, obviously having, you know, the money sitting in cash is great, and it's a good idea for short-term purchases, whether it's, you know, a new car, maybe you're thinking about changing houses or something like that. But keeping all of your wealth in cash can have a diminishing effect over the long term. So if you think inflation rises a steady 2% a year, and right now you're making basically zero on cash, purchasing power over time. And again, year to year, 2% doesn't sound like much, but take a 10-year time horizon, that's 20% due to inflation. So if you had $1 million sitting in cash, it's now really only worth about $800,000 10 years later, just due to inflation. You didn't lose anything in the market or anything like that, but just purchasing power, you've lost 20% over a 10-year time. So stocks obviously represent a greater risk in terms of greater risk instead of cash in terms of volatility, but they can actually be a useful tool to fight against inflation, particularly in the long term. So typically stocks do outpace inflation. And again, it just depends on which, it's hard to tell which companies are gonna do really, really well over the next 5 or 10 years. If you look back at even like the Dow Jones, it's kind of comical when you look back at what the top 30 companies were back in the 50s versus what they are today, it wouldn't look anything alike. So, and one thing is big, you know, behavioral. So continue putting money away into your retirement accounts, even if you have a little less because maybe we're going through some inflation and your wages aren't quite keeping pace with what inflation is. You got to keep putting money away. That's the easiest way to do it. And then stay away from adding debt to your balance sheet. So regardless of how tempting the offers are, as interest rates rise, 0% financing does come to an end, and then double-digit financing charges take over, going back to the day you bought that couch. So we're all familiar with the 0% for 18 months or 24 months on a couch or a TV or something like that. Make sure you get that paid off within those 18 or 24 months because that interest is a killer.
That is really, really important stuff to remember. Talking this morning with Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. The website for Klaus Financial, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great resource to learn more about the team at Klaus Financial. Also learn more about their separate divisions. And, of course, get signed up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter all online at klausfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. Again, the number 442-5637. We'll head on over to the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner and do our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and take your call next as Money in Motion with Klaus Financial continues here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas this morning, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website to learn more about Kloss Financial and, of course, sign up for that weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Telephone number at the office, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up a little bit later in the segment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Chance to win a $25 gift card to Amazon. Before we get to that, though, of course, the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner is back. And Pete wrote in. He said, I just heard a financial advisor on TV say that people shouldn't think about retiring before they're closer to age 70. He said that many younger people are targeting retirement at 60 and should be holding on till 70. Is that what I should do? Great question.
Yeah, thanks for the question, Pete. Well, it's definitely an interesting statement because, as always, you guys have heard us talk about this a lot. The answer to when you can retire is unique to everyone's situation. So as we've discussed, where you are with your investments, especially understanding, you know, like we just talked about inflation, how much you're going to need to retire and how much you need to earn to combat the inflation. And also, you know, debt plays a big part of this. You know, and they're maybe they are 60 and they have no debt and have been diligently saving. That doesn't mean that they have to wait till 70. They can probably still do it. So everybody's goals are different, and your goals for a comfortable income for retirement and how you're going to pay for health insurance, that's all important things of considering when's the right time for someone to retire. And family health and then any potential longevity may also play a role in that decision. So at the end of the day, it's kind of we don't necessarily disagree with a broad statement like that. The best thing to do is to sit down with an advisor and see what age is going to make most sense for you. And again, it's different for everybody.
And one of the things I know CJ would say if he were here, he said it's a rule of thumb, but we don't necessarily like rule of thumbs, but they're good for guidance. So
Sean's got to work till he's at least 80.
At least 80. I'm getting out of bed these days like I'm already there. So really good conversation this week. Don't forget, if you missed any part of the show or you want to listen back to any previous shows, just head on over to klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. The telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number now because it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. In just a moment, I'll ask you this week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Amazon just in time for Prime Day. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. What was the average inflation rate between 2000 and 2019? Was it 5% or 2.1%? Telephone number, 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Amazon. Don't forget as well, that is the office here in Madison for Kloss Financial. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Their number, 442-5637, and the website, klossfinancial.com. Malia, Kyle, you guys enjoy the week and have a great day.
Thanks, Sean.
We'll be touring.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care, Kyle. And we'll be touring some homes next with the Madison Area Builders Association. They, of course, got their parade of homes kicking off tomorrow. We will get the details from Chad next as Madison in the Morning continues here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.